So what do we do with our mind in meditation? You'll find that one of the first problems you encounter is that your mind does not want to cooperate with what you're trying to do. You will find that when you're trying to focus on something simple like the breath, your mind is running off in every other direction. The undisciplined mind jumps from thought to thought, like a monkey jumping randomly from branch to branch. When meditating, we should not follow the thoughts. We should just relax and leave them alone by not following them one way or the other. The technique we are learning is to not be concerned with the thought. That's not to say that the discursive thoughts are the enemy, and that whenever we have a discursive thought, we get frustrated and think, I can't meditate. And when I can get rid of those discursive thoughts, then I'll be a real practitioner. When we take on this attitude, our thoughts and our desire for calm and peace fight each other, and this creates problems. The quickest way to get the mind more calm, more centered, is to just relax. When the mind is on its own, completely relaxed, naturally it will calm down. It's like when you have a pot of boiling water. By pressing the lid down really hard, it's not going to stop the water from boiling. We need to turn down the temperature until we can place the mind where we want it to be and place it there for an extended period of time. Then the exercise of meditation is not very effective. Like when reading a book, sometimes our mind wanders away from the text for a long time and you have no idea what you've read. We're trying to find the same quality of concentration that we have when we're, say, watching a really good movie. When we get really absorbed by the movie, that is the mind that is really absorbed. So you can see how important it is to manage the mind in meditation. We must avoid following thoughts in our meditation. When a thought comes, try not to follow its story, make a comment, or do anything else with it. Just notice that there is a thought, and then place your mind back on the breath. Do this again and again. There will be times when your mind has wandered away from the meditation for quite some time, and then all of a sudden you realize, oh, I'm supposed to be meditating. Without any further thought, just happily place your mind on the breath. Try not to comment or judge or get frustrated. Just simply go back to the breath. The tools that we use to keep us present and not running off into a thought about the past or an anticipation about the future are mindfulness and awareness. Mindfulness is having control of our mind and not letting it run out of control. And awareness is knowing exactly what we're doing while we're doing it. These two take a while to develop. Be patient, keep working at it. Try not to be goal-oriented. Just be happy that you're here and doing it right now. Every moment that you practice is worth it, and it will have payoff for you. It's important to learn how to keep your mind relaxed during meditation. Try to find a balance between being tight and loose. Your mind should be attentive and alert, but not rigid and tight. And this also takes a bit of practice. But continue to come back to this concept again and again, and you will come to slowly understand what this means and how to do it. Meditation is simply leaving things just as they are, without being too relaxed or too tense. If we manage to do this, we'll find that the mind calms down quite naturally, by itself. Don't force the mind to be still. This further agitates the mind, hindering the meditation. Be gentle with the mind. Be relaxed and open when you meditate. Be happy when you notice that you've been thinking. Be happy you noticed, and simply bring your mind back to the meditation. Be patient with yourself and work hard. One last tip. This is not easy. Don't think that you'll get it right away. It will take a while. You have to work at it. Just like learning to play the piano or learning how to play baseball, you have to work at it step by step. Some people get there faster than others. Try not to compare. We're all very different. We're all individuals.